Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Jakester, how are you doing?
I'm fantastic, man. How are you?
What a beautiful Thursday in the Mile High City.
Yep.
Show history today. It's happening. You're on one. We've got producer Alyssa back. Yaya even said he could produce this for her. She doesn't care. That's how much of a diehard she is.
Alyssa loves ball.
Alyssa does love ball. We have so many people who just love ball at this place.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's really incredible. actually, the legend Megan Angley, I see she's tweeting about like abs prospects right now. She's flying over like to another country to see family.
Oh my God.
Delicate situation. She loves ball so much. She's dialed in on these prospects at Dev Camp. It's just the kind of place we live at, man. You're going to try a new eating spot that Buff Safety suggested to
you.
Yeah,
Cam. He surprised Ryan with a Denver restaurant. I don't know if anyone has really done that in, I don't know, years. But Saucy Southerns.
There you go. They didn't pay for that partnership. Shouts to them for sneaking that in. And yeah, I'm excited. It's that time. You know, it's a bit of a summer lull. We can admit it. It's just how it is. We're not as dialed as we might typically be, but we are ready to look forward, talk some football, and yeah, man, this is gonna be a good one. And all these odds from the homies at Bet365.
Whoa.
Bets Daily no longer exclusive or monogamous. That's right. We're in here. We out here, as the kids would say. So that's exciting as well. Lots of great offers from those guys that we're going to get into, including these college football futures. Jake, why don't we start with your big three and what kind of piqued your interest here on the new 365 app?
Let's see it. So I'm going with the Big Ten champions, my guys at Michigan +190. They are second in the odds to Ohio State. That game is in Michigan this year. Michigan's also returning JJ McCarthy. One of the, you know, if you take the big four or five schools right now, it's Georgia, Bama, Ohio State, Michigan, and I don't know, there's
Clemson,
some else.
Per sure. Chance.
All new quarterbacks. Clemson.
All new quarter. Clemson. Yeah. They dabbled a little bit with their new quarterback.
But he wasn't the starter coming into the season last year.
He was not.
But Michigan has a guy coming back who is a guy you're a fan of, a guy that the NFL may end up being a fan of.
JJ. He's a real athlete. He's great for that run game they have. And then you have a quarterback with that mobility, that vertical arm. But, you know, don't sleep on the Buckeyes.
Well,
that's a tough one.
+170. So it's really neck and neck.
Love that.
Again, the tie-breaking thing for me is the quarterback. Michigan gets to play this game at home again this year. Let's make it three in a row, three big titles. Let's go, Mr. Khakis. CU win total. This one over 4.5. So we've been kind of hammering away at 3.5 on some of the other sports books. Bet365 has them at 4.5. Let's still go over and take the plus money at +190. There's a very real chance this team can rip off three wins in September.
That's exactly right. That's where it really matters, is the conference schedule. That's the big, the non-conference schedule. That's the big one where you can get a lot of these +190. I love that juice.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And even my argument with the Buffs is, they could come out hot, but man, in midseason, this team's finally going to be like gelling. You know what I mean? We talk a lot about that with this team, all these new faces. But like that Stanford game on a Friday night, I mean, that's probably your fourth win there. You have a big upset, you get over that total, and you get the cash, the plus money. Last one, we got Washington. I'm taking them over on their win total too. This out-of-conference schedule from the Huskies.
I like Washington too. I considered this, and I considered them to win the Pac-12. Also feels Me like too. Good odds. Yeah, we're big Penix guys.
Yes, we are.
Yeah,
he's legit, man. They out of conference, they got Boise State, they got Tulsa at home, and then they go to East Lansing to play the Spartans. But you have Cal on the schedule, you have Stanford on the schedule, you get some big games at home, including the Ducks, including the Utes. You got to travel to Corvallis to play the Beavers this year, but the Apple Cup is going to be in Seattle. Give me over
also,
that.
Also, Wazoo ain't what they are.
No.
R.I.P. Pirate,
man. Yeah, rip the Pirate.
Yeah.
Over 9.5, plus 130. I like Washington to win the pack as well if you want to do another one of those bets.
Is that a better bet than over 9.5?
So
considering the juice?
It's plus 350 for them to win the pack. As I mentioned, they have a ton of big games at home this year.
They win the pack with 9 wins? Like, so an under your win total and a dub?
They probably could, actually. I mean, USC's defense, we'll get into the Pac-12, I'm sure, but their defense is not really what it was, and I've got some questions about some of the other teams too. So there it
is. Yeah, their defense not what it was. And we are on a trend of these set and forget type guys coming into the season like the reigning Heisman winner, then not necessarily, you know, sometimes stuff happens.
Stuff does happen. Happened in the Tulane game.
Dang. Shots. okay, let's go to my big three. Here again.
Oh, let's go.
Bet 365. We're on the futures. Jakester, no idea that I too am in on the Buffs over 4.5. Look, I just don't think the book is adjusting. And I get it. I mean, what has Colorado football in recent history really gave you to be optimistic? No, there was that season under Midnight Mel where they actually were ranked, you know, through the first month of the season. We forget that. COVID season under Carl Durrell actually led the Pac-12 South for a good chunk of that. We forget that. But this is a different team. This, you've got Shedeur Sanders. You've got an amazing coaching staff. Amazing coaching staff. Guys who would have been candidates to be CU's head coach in here. And so just the talent's going to be overwhelming. There is no doubt about it. And, give me the Buffs over 4.5 wins. I think this is a big one. Obviously, you agree with me. Mm-hmm. And I love that juice at plus 180, which is why I feel not so bad giving up a far less juicy Maryland Terps over 6.5.
Talia,
man, no one talks about Talia. Why does no one talk about Talia? Tua's little bro, famously, highly touted and courted by LSU. By he goes to Bama, right? Until transferring to Maryland.
Pretty sure, yeah.
And the Terps quietly have been working. They've got some stuff to build. They've got a really weak out of conference schedule. Townsend, Charlotte, and Virginia.
Love that.
Virginia lost Brennan Armstrong, so they were almost halfway to our 6 wins. You get Sparty. Oh, I'll fade Sparty all day. Indiana let Penix go at home for the Terps. They'll be shook. Ohio State's probably an L. Illinois, we'll see how the Illini bounce back. Northwestern, they're always frisky. I think Nebraska's a dub, and I think Rutgers is a dub. So there you go. Out of conference, we got 3. You got 2 more easy ones in conference play. And then we just need to get 1 dub out of Indiana, Illinois, Northwestern, or Michigan State. If you parlayed Maryland to win one of those 4 games, you would get far worse odds than minus 140.
Sure.
I feel really good about the Terps. Do not sleep on that offense. Do not sleep on Talia. Don't sleep on the Utah Utes either. Cam Rising is coming back. Sure, they lose a superstar tight end, but a tight end. I mean, how much talent did they really lose? They lost Clark Phillips.
But Brant Keithy's coming back. The other tight end, who was the guy before Kincaid when Keithy got hurt. That's when Kincaid had his ascent.
As you know, I'm a big Keithy guy, and it really comes down to, you know, how do these pack teams travel to Utah, which has always been a big factor. Mm-hmm. Utes do not have a cake non-conference because you started off with Florida. This time, though, not in the swamp.
They should have won that game last year anyways, dude. Mm-hmm. We talked about that a ton.
They should have. Baylor's an interesting one.
Baylor could be frisky, and you're going to Waco, too.
Yep.
But then you get a cake, a cupcake.
Yeah, so I mean, look, I think they'll go 2-1 entering conference play, even conservatively. UCLA, they should be better, and that's in Utah. Oregon State, they should be better. Cal, pencil that in. And then Arizona State, Arizona, and I hate to say it, but CU at home for the Utes is another one. So, I mean, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And then, you know,
I mean, this
Washington's going to be tough. Oregon at home should be a dub. USC, we have some questions. You get one of those, and I think you could hit.
This has been the team in the Pac-12. You're betting on the longest tenured coach in the Pac-12.
Yeah.
Coming back with he is coming off an ACL, but a fifth-year quarterback who has proven time and time again he can run and throw in the pack.
Done, man. I've always been a believer in backfields, right? Proven backfields. They have that.
Yep.
And in the trenches, they're always tough.
Yeah, Bernard's coming back at running back. See? Yeah.
So that's where I'm at, and that's where I'm thinking. Look at C.K. Williams was hyped on your picks, man.
I mean, he's onto something, though. If you bet Colorado money line, it's almost like what you and Ryan did with the NCAA underdogs. If you just bet Colorado money line every week, you're going to get some massive numbers, and you're probably going to come up net positive.
Right. Just bet them straight up.
Yeah. Or just take the spread even. I mean, my God, it's 20 for TCU.
Come on now. I almost took the under on their dubs.
I looked at them, too.
Yeah.
It's surprisingly low, actually, too.
7.5, right?
Yeah.
And then Nebraska at 6.5 had me intrigued about as that well. One too. We're going to talk about some more bets that jumped out to us. Of course, though, those are all from our new partner, Bet365. They're true pioneers in the gaming industry, you know, around the world. They've got you taken care of for years and years and years. And right now, our users in Colorado can use that code DMVR365 when they sign up. All you have to do, minimum deposit, $10, $200 in free bets like that. That you can utilize how you want. You want to get in on some early Buffs futures. You want to get in on some Broncos futures. You're hyped on the Nuggets. It's really, it's the time to get in on this, right? Because tough to find value on some of these. Mm-hmm. Now, jump right in. Boom. Value galore. You've got all these free bets to work with. They're awesome, man. And they have, like, extensive lines. Like, you can tell that their Euro background has them. Like, they offer all sorts of stuff. And on the American sports, they've got a ton of great lines. These futures you can really get into. They've got all the conference odds, natty odds, all these win total odds that we featured. They've got draft props already up, which we love as true draft guides. So turn $10 into $200 in bonus bets when you join Bet365. Download the app, deposit $10, and claim your $200 in bonus bets as soon as you place a bet for $10. Download Bet365 app and use that code DMVR365 when you sign up. Must be 21 plus and physically located in Colorado. Please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants to help, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. There you go. Okay, Jakester.
Where are we going?
Our dilemma, just finding some value on the old slate. It's it's past 4th of July. We're about to have the ESPYs, which to me signals the deadest day in sports. We're ready for some GD football, and we're looking at more of these lines that stood out to you. You're already cooking here.
I'm looking at them.
All right. What you thinking? What direction do you want to go in here? Obviously, I think these conference winners, I think there's more on more meat on the bone. You were telling me the Big 12 has you quite intrigued, where Texas is the favorite at plus 110. Could this be the year?
Oh, where have I heard this before? Huh? Does anyone in the world trust Texas as a favorite to win anything?
No.
Other than like a October game against, can't even say Kansas. They lose to Kansas.
Oh,
still.
They lose to Kansas. Yeah.
Other teams I like, I guess. I mean, I'm really intrigued by Central Florida, honestly. Plus 2,500. This team, they've been killing it on the recruiting trail recently. So not this year, but next year. But the Gus Bus, man, he's kind of building something out there at UCF. I like them at plus 2,500. I guess K-State, plus 480. I think they're a new quarterback, right? Martinez, is he still there? You lose Deuce Vaughn.
They do lose Deuce Vaughn. You got to see about the returning quarterback. That's why everyone's hyped on Texas, because they're returning Quinn Ewers.
But I've seen Kansas State just shows up to big games. They're always just a solid football team. Justin's always on them. Like,
Yep.
I just trust that more than I would putting money on Texas plus 110. Even Oklahoma plus 320. I mean, I expect them to be better. We were really down on Oklahoma last year.
Yeah, rightfully so.
Rightfully so, of course. But plus 320, I do expect them to be a bit better. I just don't know if, man, these teams are going to the SEC. If you can't win the Big 12 this year, man.
It's big trouble, man. Big trouble.
Who do you like in the Big 12?
No, it'll be Will Howard starting at quarterback. Do you remember him? He was kind of subbing in for Martinez. He's a...
Oh, and they had a crazy game where he came in, right?
6'5", 242, big arm. He can run it a little. K-State really intrigued him in this one. Just feels like one of those conferences in mega flex, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, just everything's changing, so... Yeah, I mean, anything's possible. Michigan State feels like a really good bet. Not Michigan State. I wouldn't touch anyone else in the Big Ten.
No.
We were talking about Washington plus 350 in the pack.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on that one? Or Utah plus 575.
That's where I look. I'm also intrigued by Oregon State plus 800. Just because, I mean, DJ aside, this team had a ton of speed last year. They ran the hell out of the football.
Size, too.
Yeah. And, yeah, size. They were dominating teams in the trenches all time last year. I like those two more than any other. I mean, USC, of course, they have the best player, and I do expect them to be around that 10-win mark. But defensively, we saw it last year, and, you know, Alex Grinch has been under fire. Just philosophically, it doesn't feel like things are going great on that defensive side of the ball out there in Southern California. So I'm not really trusting that. And then Bo Nix? Come on, man. I'm not trusting Bo Nix right now. They lost to Oregon State last year in that Civil War game.
He's a disaster.
Yeah.
He's a disaster. Has no conscience the way he plays quarterback.
No. It's wildly entertaining, though.
It's wildly entertaining. I will give you that.
Also for the Sickos, Colorado plus 10,000 to win the pack this year.
Gosh. There's a path. Right, like this reasonably should be maybe not the plus 800 Oregon State's giving you, but at least
around Washington State, right?
Around Washington State, yeah.
I mean, I think they're better than Arizona State. I think they're better than Cal.
No doubt.
Arizona could be a dogfight, just an offensive, just fireworks show. But Washington State's been the comparison just because of Cam Ward. He was a quarterback that came from the FCS last year to Pac-12. That's Shador. And they got more talent than Washington State. So,
Then the SEC, where Georgia minus 110 makes sense.
It does.
Feels like good value. It's a new quarterback. As a younger man, I might have said, well, what was Stenson Bennett really providing this team? No, I think Stenson was providing a lot. And Todd Monken, their play caller, was providing a lot. That's a big difference.
They lost some receivers in the portal.
Bama plus 210. Also, that defense was historic. Still very good last year. It will drop off a smidge.
Right. Look at what happened to Bama.
Yeah. Is Bama plus 210 a more run-heavy Bama? Intriguing.
It is. Just you saying that, I mean, that's what Saban built this program on. They don't have, I mean, we'll see. Run. I don't want to say they don't have a quarterback, but they've got two. And even Jalen Hurts' first year, I mean, he was just running around, basically, just causing havoc. Yeah. All you need is someone like that.
Yeah, I don't believe in A&M, though maybe I should. Hell this might be the year. No. And LSU, I mean, still Daniels at quarterback.
Right? Yep.
So you're capped a little bit with what he's going to be able to
do. Right, but they were frisky. They beat Bama last year.
No, they were frisky. I mean,
and Brian Kelly, man, people dogged on this hire. I was telling people, this guy can coach football. He can call an offense and design an offense. Also, Tennessee plus 1,600, I think, is really intriguing. That's another team that's been killing it on the trail. Yep.
And who's that quarterback?
Joe Milton.
And he's got some viral clips these days.
Right. So, I mean,
he's slinging it.
We watched early Joe Milton. I watched a lot of early Joe Milton during that COVID year. He did get benched for Cade McNamara and left Michigan. But we've seen in college football the second stop for some of these quarterbacks. And you saw the arm talent last year. I'll just say plus 1,600. I like the value there. Because they were number one team in the country last year.
Yeah.
Hendon Hooker doesn't get his ACL torn. Who knows?
All right. Right.
So
it's intriguing. Any more of these win totals that have you, like Nebraska 6.5, the under minus 150.
Yeah. I don't believe in Nebraska this year. I mean, if you go look at Matt Rule's, just timeline, his career timeline. The first year is always a struggle. At Temple, at Baylor, they're not just a struggle, like downright awful. He does what Coach Prime is doing in terms of turning over the team and the roster, but it's over an extended period of time. It's a, I don't want to say more natural way, but it's like the old school way of doing it in college football. That's what Matt Rule is going to do. I don't like their quarterback.
There are very few auto dubs on that schedule.
Yeah. I mean,
Northern Illinois, Louisiana Tech, which, I mean, Purdue, probably. Maybe Northwestern. It's a lot of toss-ups, like Minnesota, Colorado, Illinois, Michigan State, Maryland, who I just talked about, Iowa. I mean, Iowa, Wisconsin, Michigan are games they should be losing.
Yeah, I don't like them this year.
No, I think there's some decent value on that under for sure.
I do like Oregon State over 8.5. It's only plus 110.
You're all in on the Beavers.
Huh? Dude, man, I was in on them last year, and I think that, I mean, it's, they're one of those teams where it's like, maybe did they catch lightning in a bottle last year, you know? But then you look at what they did, and it's just like, all these guys are coming back. Damian Martinez, one of the best freshman running backs in the country, not just the Pack. He's back. Got an upgrade at quarterback. They were downright awful at quarterback last year.
Yeah, that's a good one right there. South Carolina 6.5. Frisky, man. Frisky.
You have a quarterback there.
Plus 120. The way they closed the season was really impressive.
Yeah.
Beat Clemson outright.
Yep.
Who's the other big upset they pulled off? Oh, it was Tennessee. Without Hendon Hooker, but they still, I mean, they beat the doors off.
He really did. Hey, man, we were talking about Spencer Rattler on the draft pod towards the end of last year. Like, hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
This guy.
The talent's always, it's never been like, oh, he's overhyped. There's no talent.
Right.
Dude can get the ball out.
You do travel to Tennessee. You travel to Georgia. You got a tough first game against North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And then classic SEC, Jacksonville State on November 4th.
Did we overlook North Carolina as an option to win the ACC?
I was looking at them and their win total, too. It's plus money to take the over on 8.5, and they have a quarterback. Mac Brown has done a really good job at North Carolina.
Mac Brown knows how to recruit. Clemson plus 160, they're just not that good.
I
might like FSU at plus 170 better, but no, North Carolina would be my preseason favorite to win the ACC.
I'm between them and Florida State. I mean, Clemson's going to have the guys up front. They're going to have the five stars waiting in the wings, but they do have Garrett Riley now. It's a completely new offense. And DJ actually, I listened to a podcast last weekend, and I guess DJ kind of, I don't want to say parting shots, but he was critical a bit of the offense they ran last year. and didn't think it suited his skill set. That's another reason why I like the Beavers.
I mean, this is something we've talked about for a while in the Dabo regime at Clemson is, unlike Saban at Alabama or some of these other top coaches, he had had the benefit of none of his top assistants being poached for like the first 10 years.
Yep.
And it kind of like culminates to them becoming the superpower in that final T-Law.
Right.
Year where they don't win the Natty. They lose to Joe Burrow and LSU. Ever since then, he has lost his top assistants, right? Venables is now at Oklahoma. A lot of the offensive guys have kind of gone to smaller schools around the Southeast. And now you're starting to see the cracks.
But Garrett Riley is probably the offensive coordinator. If you were going to hire one, I mean, I would have been all in on the Buffs this year if they hired him at head coach.
100%, man. 100%. So, really interesting there.
You can take the jerk at plus 2,200 for Pitt to win the ACC. Also, Miami, plus 1,600. Miami is last year was a bad year. They have a lot of talent, is all I'll say.
Crystal Ball knows what he's doing. They have a lot of money, is what he's trying to say. And that's how they're able to buy talent. So you can get yourself $200 in bonus bets by using that code DMVR365 at Bet365. Jake Schwanitz, check him out. DMVR Buffs. Thank you, brother.
My guy. It's always a pleasure.
We'll do it all over again tomorrow. Have a great Thursday. We out.